Visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, the unique situation, Mother Nature played a factor last Friday night with your game with Lebo. Lebo's leading 20-6 before that game suspended to Monday. And unfortunately, they were able to finish the deal on Monday with a 50-22 win. But when I was talking to Coach Brian Hadley yesterday of Lebo, he said you guys really did some good things, you know, with a kick return for a score and just a couple other things. So what were some of those positives from that game that kind of lasted a little while for you guys with it being resumed on Monday?
Well, you know, and I'll let you know that you know, it might have been resumed on Monday, but it wasn't necessarily all Mother Nature that made it last till Monday. when it comes to our positives, boy, from Friday to Monday, and even on Friday as the game was going on, we realized that our physicality wasn't where it needed to be. We improved on that a ton, and on Monday it showed up even more. We were jamming up their middles. We were playing lower, harder, faster. Defensively, our special teams has usually been a bright spot for us this year. So that's something that we've been really happy with all year. But offensively, we started moving the ball a little bit. We started figuring out where we could attack them, and it just so happened that sometimes on a slick field, when we see the hole, we kind of slip and fell. But we were happy with the way we finished up, even though the score wasn't what it was. I'm not big on moral victories, but if there was one, I guess that would be it.
How have things kind of carried over in practice for you guys this week? A short week as well, with you guys again playing again tomorrow.
Well, it's hard to play on a short week because if you got bumps and bruises on Monday, we don't have that, full 7 days to get ourselves back to right. So, we're dealing with a little bit of that. But other than that, it's, just the, good practice time where we can, understand what the other team's trying to do to us so we can execute well on Friday.
And what do you feel like has been good these last couple of days, with today being basically kind of a walkthrough and kind of cleaning some things up before tomorrow night?
Well, we've had pretty good practices. We still, need to understand that, some of us need to go harder in practice at times. Some of us need to lay back a little bit because of the injuries. But, so far so good when it comes to trying to focus on doing things the right way and understanding our reads and keys and rules and techniques, and we've really been improving on that.
Visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, a little break from Lyon County League play, as you'll host a non-league game with Pike Valley tomorrow. And Pike Valley 1-2, And they've lost two straight games after opening the season with a 50-42 win over Lakeside. So what do you know about the Panthers?
I know from, growing up in that area and playing those guys all the way from junior high to high school, that they're going to have some good-sized kids, some small, fast kids. And I knew that before I even watched tape. Then I watched tape and I was like, hey, look at that. I was right. they've got a good physical bunch of kids. Yeah, they up there, they are usually not undercoached. I think we have a little bit more talent on our side of the ball. So hopefully we come away with the victory.
All right, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night with Pike Valley. And I'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, sir. Thanks for what you do.
That is Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Steward Services, LLC, and MT Networks on KVOE, live and local.